Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 says, God is able to do far more abundantly than anything we can ask or think. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Hamilton Corner Share-a-thon edition, fall 2025 Share-a-thon edition. That is, this is the first day of three, where we appeal to our listeners and supporters directly. This is one of the things that enables us to avoid corporate advertisers and things of that nature, because we owe allegiance to no one but God, His holy word, His body, and our supporters. And that's it. Simply put, this is a family affair. I want to tell you now the number to call. If you're listening, you say, oh, yes, Share-a-thon, I want to make sure that I make my support pledge. The number to call is 877-616-2396. That number again to call is 877-616-2396. Or you can give securely online at AFR.net. That is AFR.net. We are broadcasting today on October 7th, 2025, 2 years from the date that Israel suffered the worst attack it has suffered since the Holocaust, frankly, where over 1,200 Jews were murdered. Many more were taken captive, and it sparked what became the war effort to eradicate the terrorist entity that is Hamas. And it is, by God's grace, I pray that the job is concluded. There are many who do not understand the murderous, and frankly, the bloodlust that permeates that ideology. But their attack resulted in Israel's response. And it's sad that when people talk about it today, they act as if October 7th never occurred, many of them, as if nothing ever happened. But I'll simply put, you don't get to start a war and then scream and kick when the people you assaulted and attacked defend themselves. 877-616-2396 is the number to call, 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. This is the Hamilton Corner. I am Abraham Hamilton III, host of the program. We are joined by the Corner contingent right across from me, my man, 100 grand. Mr. Bobby Rosa is there in the screening room, producer extraordinaire, often imitated, never duplicated, the real J-Mac, ladies and gentlemen. And we are ready to rock and roll with today's Share-a-thon edition of the program. As you make your way, many of you, if not most of you, from your part-time jobs where you generate an income, you are transitioning to your full-time jobs, which is where you cultivate an outcome. As you do so, I want to remind you to do so with intentionality, recognizing the primacy that God places on family and allowing that to govern and guide your engagement. To the Word of God we go. This is something that has really, really been ringing in my heart for quite some time, and it comes from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 9. And this is what God's word says. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne. I saw Adonai sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. And the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of Saba is the Hebrew word there, which means the organized army, the organized angelic army of the Lord. Verse 6, then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Then I said, here I am. Send me. Three things I want you to see from these few verses. Three things I want you to see. There's so much more than these three, but I want you to see. First, I want you to see accurate revelation precedes commission. Accurate revelation precedes commission. And in this instance, Isaiah is recorded in verse 4 as saying, woe is me, for I am lost. I'm a man of unclean lips. The presence of the Lord provokes accurate revelation for Isaiah of his station. The white hot glory of the Lord helps him to recognize, oh, I am desperately in need of one to make me clean. Next, you'll see accurate revelation is then followed by atonement. By atonement, as Isaiah recognized that he was unclean and he was in the midst of an unclean people. Then verse 6 shows, then one of the seraphim flew to him, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for. Revelation precedes atonement. Atonement then precedes commission. After Isaiah recognized that he was woefully undone and desperately in need, after that desperate need was met by the atoning work of the coal from the presence of the throne room of God, then you have the commission where the Lord himself makes the declaration, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Isaiah looks around and says, Lord, here I am, send me. Revelation precedes atonement, which precedes commission, but the three work together. And I believe that's one of the major things God is saying to his people right now. Whom shall I send? Who will go? Whom shall I send? Who will go? It is not lost on me that we're seeing giants in the faith that are being taken out. We've seen assassinations. Old advanced age, younger age, people from many different swaths. And there have been many who said, who is going to be the champion? And I've said on this program that I strongly believe, and I'm grateful for the Lord providing voices and platforms for people in an outsized fashion. But I strongly believe the Lord is not merely looking for a replacement for a big voice. He's saying, who will go for me? Whether or not we will respond to him in our individual capacities, whether we have broad platforms with access to millions of people, or whether our platform is none other than the 2-year-olds and the 1-year-olds with the diapers that need changing, whether our platform is the meeting room or the mail room, where our platforms may be on the corner in our neighborhoods. The question that God is asking is similar to what was proposed to Isaiah. Who will go? Who shall I send? Isaiah responded, here I am, send me. I believe God is drawing a people right now in our nation and is stirring a people right now in our nation to respond to that exact same call. Here I am, send me. I want to encourage and challenge this audience to be among the ranks of those who will say, Lord, here I am. Adonai, here I am, send me. If you recognize that, today is the day. Today is the day. We don't need to look waiting for others to respond. We need to respond to what God is stirring in us. One of the things, and I'm not shy about making the appeal, because I believe that God has ordained American Family Radio for such a time as this. I believe God has allowed me to be a part of the work that he's doing through American Family Radio for such a time as this. I believe that the work that we are doing is worthwhile, and it is a viable resource that God has established for this particular moment. And so when I offer and when I say the number to call is 877-616-2396, I don't say it ashamedly. I don't say it with any reticence or reluctance. I say it with clarity and I say it with conviction, because this is not the only one, but I know for a fact it is one of the vehicles that God has ordained to do his work in this day and age. One of the ways you can respond to God calling us to respond by saying, Lord, here I am, send me. Notice I said one. One of the ways is by calling the number and making your pledge, calling the number and making your gift, calling the number and becoming a Great Commission partner. A Great Commission partner is a person who agrees to give monthly, and there's no specified dollar amount. It could be $2 a month. It could be $5 a month. It could be $300 a month. It could be $5,000 a month. However God has blessed you, whatever resources he's placed within your stewardship, you want to steward those well. One of the ways you can steward those resources well is by using them to support the work here at American Family Radio. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. Or you can give online securely by going to AFR.net. That is AFR.net. There's a one-time gift. For a one-time gift of $100 or more, as a simple thank you, an expression of gratitude from us, we'll provide the Founders Planner. There's a bound version of what I'm showing if you're watching the show right now. Or for a Great Commission Partner gift where you agree to give at the $30 a month level monthly, you'll receive the Founders Planner and you'll receive this book that was published today. Is the first day it's been made available. It is titled 100 Bible Questions and Answers on Prophecy and the End Times. It is co-authored by Dr. Alex McFarland and Pastor Bert Harper, the co-hosts of Exploring the Word right here in American Family Radio. Those are just expressions of gratitude from us for your willingness to utilize the resources that God has trusted into your care to support the work that we are doing here. The number again to call is 877-616-2396. That number is 877-616-2396. Or you can give securely online by going to AFR.net. That is AFR.net. You know, it's noteworthy. Isaiah 6 begins with, in the year that King Uzziah died, we know through excavations and other confirmatory sources to the truths of Scripture that King Uzziah passed away at about 740 BC. And so you have Isaiah going through these processes to where he comes to this point where his revelation occurs, to where he beholds the glory of the Lord in the train of his robe filling the temple, And he's overwhelmed at the sights and the sounds, as verse 4 says, the foundations and the thresholds shook as the seraphim declared, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And Isaiah is undone. He says, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of an unclean people. For my eyes have seen the Lord of hosts. I referred to it before. I'm going to expound a little bit further. That is a reference to the Lord of Saba, the Lord of hosts. The God that we serve is a mighty God. Is a mighty God. Many misconstrue God's patience with him being slack. The Apostle Peter picked up on that reality. It's not that the Lord is slack concerning his promises. He's just patient, not wanting any to perish. And after the revelation of his condition, the seraphim flying to him with the burning coals for atonement, Isaiah responds to the commission. Notice I said respond, because it is the Lord who declares, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Isaiah's response, here I am, Lord, send me. Are you willing to be one of God's sent ones? Are you willing to be one of those who would say, here I am, Lord, send me? Now is the time, brothers and sisters. Now is the time. We don't want to merely talk about it. Let's be about it. We'll be right back on the other side of the break to continue Share-a-thon Day 1.
We live in a day when America's families are under attack like never before.
Buddy Smith, Senior Vice President of the American Family Association.
The war against biblical principles rages on numerous fronts. The internet, Hollywood, Washington, D.C., America's corporate boardrooms, and the list goes on. At American Family Association, we're committed to standing against the enemies of God, the enemies of your family. And we recognize it's an impossible task without God's favor and your partnership. Thank you for being faithful to pray for this ministry, to give financially, and to respond to our calls for activism. What you do on the home front is crucial to what we do on the battlefront. We praise God for your faithfulness, and may He give us many victories in the battles ahead as we work together to restore our nation's biblical foundations.
Hi, my name is Callie. I'm from Allen, Texas. I started listening to AFR several years ago when I lived in Indiana. It has been such a blessing to find a radio station that actually can speak the truth and speak God's word through the very, many broadcasters that you have on your radio station. I love listening from 7 a.m. in the morning all through the day. I love the variety of the radio cast members, and I love the different views and takes that everyone has. I love how it relates back to the Bible, and there's always inspirational messages as well as cross-references to where God spoke to us in the Bible. I pray that AFR will continue to have a long-lasting impact on many listeners throughout the United States and the world. And I hope that everybody has a blessed day.
But I know what kind of God He is, and I'm trusting in His promises. I'm believing and I'm singing. Yes, He can.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon.
Welcome back to Fall Share-a-thon 2025, day one edition of the Hamilton Corner. Abraham Hamilton III here. The number to call to make your gift is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396 is the number to call, or you can give securely online by going to AFR.net, AFR.net. The theme of our Share-a-thon this year is Yes, He Can. Simply put, because the Lord that we serve, He is more than able. We serve a mighty, mighty, mighty God. 877-616-2396 is the number to call, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. In the first hour during Share-a-thon, I come on at 4 o'clock. And so I was on with Pastor Bert Harper and Dr. Alex McFarland, and Dr. McFarland was referring to a quote from Harry Truman, former President Harry Truman, and his observation that the United States of America was built upon biblical Christianity, that if our nation became a nation that has lost our way concerning morality, then we would devolve into a tyrannical disposition where no one would have any rights except for the state. And there are things that are happening just like today that punctuate that reality, because there was a press conference today by Senator Chuck Grassley and Senator Ron Johnson. Why? Oh, nothing big except for the fact that the Biden administration, and it's interesting that this took place shortly after the Biden administration's FBI raided President Trump's Mar-a-Lago. Well, it appears that the FBI was doing more than just raiding President Trump's Mar-a-Lago. They also spied upon 9 Republican congressmen, 8 U.S. senators, and 1 U.S. representative. Listen to Senator Ron Johnson describing what has transpired. It's clip number 2. Clip 2, go.
But this is outrageous what has happened. I just want to give you a timeline of this. I think you've already got the FBI sheet that shows the number of members of Congress that were targeted. Representative Kelly, Senators Graham, Hagerty, Hawley, Sullivan, Tuberville, myself, Senator Lummis, and Blackburn. Now, this memo was dated September of 2023. To put it all into context, the Mar-a-Lago raid occurred in August of 2022. Jack Smith announced the indictments against President Trump in August of 2023. So this is almost 2 months later. They're casting this net, this fishing expedition against members of the Senate and the House. Again, I've been investigating this with Senator Grassley. This doesn't surprise me, but it should shock every American of what the Biden administration has done. And by the way, this is the first time I was targeted by the FBI. Under the Obama administration, the same thing happened to both Senator Grassley and I. As part of the Foreign Influence Task Force, we were giving a briefing to try and convince us that the Hunter Biden laptop was no big deal, basically trying to throw us off the track. So this is major corruption that's being revealed inside the Obama and Biden Department of Justice, the FBI. And I'll turn it over to, I guess, Senator Hagerty, who's one of the individuals. Again, none of us were subject or targets of this investigation. There's no predicate. There's no reason for this other than a fishing expedition, which, again, should outrage and shock every American.
Now, before I go too far with a bit of commentary on that, let me give the number again. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396 is the number to call, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. Your gifts and your support enables this type of broadcasting to be made public, because the lying media is not going to cover this. And if they mention it, they're going to try to make it like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. Kind of like they did with Operation Twin Cities. I'm sorry, Twin Shield. Not that big of a deal. It's kind of a big deal when nearly half of the migrants in one particular area have all committed immigration fraud. That's not a big deal. And they all just happen to be congregated together. That's not a big deal. Yes, it's a big deal. Just like this is a big deal. Because what may not be clear, and if you would, Jeff, would you please put the document on the screen that shows the list of people? Now, this is an FBI document that lists the individuals who were spied upon by the FBI. The letter is dated September 27th, 2023. What transpired is that the FBI obtained the private cell phone data of these individuals. The private cell phone data. I want to be clear. This is what was discovered in the beginning of learning how many people the FBI spied on. There may be more hereafter. To date, this is where the paper trail has led. That the FBI accessed the private cell phone data. Now, why is this so egregious? That, guys, this was not the product of any formal investigation. There was no predicate for this obtaining of information. So I don't want to get too bogged down in the legalese here, but this is why the Fourth Amendment is so important, to protect American citizens from unreasonable searches and seizures by the government. In order to search someone's private cell data, there has to be some indication of criminality where a warrant is secured. Well, in this instance, none of that happened. Senator Johnson said that we were spied upon for no reason other than that we were Republicans. There was no predicate, no foundation established, no probable cause articulated, no warrant secured, no criminal investigatory material that was secured in order to allow this to happen, other than the fact that these people were considered as averse to the Biden administration's priorities. Guys, this is wild. This took place under the FBI's Arctic Frost. That's what they named this secret spying engagement. Arctic Frost. Some of the illegally obtained information from this is what Jack Smith used to try to file an indictment against President Trump. Now, I want you to just think about this. This was done against sitting members of Congress. What do you think an out-of-control government would do with everyday American citizens? You can expect it. The lying media is going to say, oh, nothing to do here, not a big deal, nothing's going on here. And again, there's so many things happening, it's easy to become overwhelmed in all of this, but it's important that we don't allow this to overwhelm us and stop and to process what's actually transpiring here. That you have a governmental administration, and we know now, I mean, President Trump calls him President Autopen, and he put up pictures of former presidents. When he gets to 46th president, there's no picture for person, but there's an Autopen photograph in a frame. That's funny. So who was calling the shots? Who was authorizing this stuff? 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. Or you can give securely online at AFR.net. As I said in the first segment, I am confident that God has ordained and established this ministry to be here for this time, to be one of the sources to help plant the flag in our nation for the glory of the King, to stand flat-footed, unashamed, and unswervingly committed to the full counsel of the Lord's word. As Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation." That is a fact. Our convictions flow from the truth of God's word. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Whatever you are capable of, there is no amount too small, and there are no amounts too big. You might think, man, hey, what I want to contribute is so insignificant, y'all don't need that contribution. That is certainly not true. It's just not true. Every bit aids what God is doing through this ministry. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. When the Apostle Paul, who writes a third of the New Testament, is functioning vibrantly as an apostle in the Lord's kingdom, naturally we see the Apostle Paul. But from heaven down, you know what the Lord sees? The Apostle Paul and Ananias, the Apostle Paul and Barnabas, the Apostle Paul and Silas. What I'm saying is that Christ following is not a solo sport. It's no big eyes or little use in the kingdom. The American Family Association consists of those of us who are more visible on the front lines, radio show hosts and things of that nature. But it also consists of every one of you who are at home right now listening and or watching. And every one of you who supports and makes your contributions to help this operate. One of the things that continues to endure as a part of the core of American Family Radio and AFA is that we operate as a debt-free ministry. That's a part of Brother Don's vision for this ministry, is that, you know, if the Lord wants it to continue, the Lord will sustain it. Often the means of that sustenance comes by listeners and supporters just like you. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. Call 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. That is AFR.net. That's right. The Federal Bureau of Intimidation is what they try to be. I want to listen to a testimony from one of our listeners who called in to just share what God has done for them through this ministry. I pray it is an encouragement for you as it is encouraging to me. Let's listen to this listener testimony. Go.
My name is Lindsay from Hot Springs, Arkansas. A friend of mine introduced me to American Family Radio, Today's Issues, with Tim, Fred, and Ed. I also thoroughly enjoy exploring the Word with Alex McFarland and Bert Harper. My husband has now started listening to Exploring the Word podcast to become more biblically sound. I did listen to the 2024 election through the Washington Stand, which was encouraged through American Family Radio. It has inspired me. Jesus has used it as a growing tool in my faith. and I, in turn, get to use it as a witness to other people because I am very frequently referring American Family Radio to others.
Well, praise God. That is wonderful. She said she's frequently referring American Family Radio to others. I know a lot of you have done that exact same thing, and I encourage you to do that. You know, it saddens me, you know, because, you know, we work to try to convey information and things of that nature. It really saddens me how often I hear people say, hey, we hear stuff on AFR we don't hear anywhere else. And, you know, on one hand, it's like, well, you know, praise God that we're serving a purpose and aiding people and all of those things. But on the other hand, it's like, man, one of the great deficiencies in our society that allows deception to proliferate is that ignorance, you know, is that we have so many people who are not aware, so many people who do not know, so many people who have not heard. And so sharing AFR with others is a vital component of this. And I know a lot of you are already doing that. If you're new to the audience and you're like, man, I want others to hear that, please share this with your friends and family and your loved ones and people you come into contact with. And when you call 877-616-2396, like I said, it helps us to keep the lights on. American Family Radio is the radio broadcast ministry of the American Family Association, but we have lots of other components. For example, AFA Action is the 501c4 government arm of American Family Association. Through Action, our C4 legislation, we lobby for legislation. Some people rejoiced, not some, a lot of you rejoiced. This audience celebrated our Lord when we saw Roe versus Wade overturned through the Supreme Court decision. What a lot of people don't know is that the statute that was used to challenge the trigger to Roe and Planned Parenthood versus Casey was the Mississippi Gestational Age Act. Dr. Jameson Taylor, who is over the Center for a Government Renewal at AFA Action, helped to write the Mississippi Gestational Age Act. Who wrote the bill? The bill was written for the express purpose of triggering a challenge to Roe and Casey. Now, it takes a long time to get through that process. And I'm not saying this because anybody's looking for a pat on the back and, you know, trying to, you know, get props. But I'm just telling you that this is what happened. And, you know, and quietly behind the scenes, making moves behind the scenes a little bit. Well, not a little bit. A lot of the work behind the scenes very quietly was done by folks right here. That's just the truth. Not exclusive. There are a lot of other people that helped. A lot of other people that helped. But I'm simply saying that that's one of the things that has happened, you know. And to God be the glory. But when you support this ministry, it impacts the entire umbrella. Another powerful tool that I actually refer people to often, is through the award-winning work of American Family Studios, from which the documentary In His Image was created. Both In His Image and The God Who Speaks. In His Image, delighting in God's design for sexuality. You know, it's an amazing documentary. And it's been a tool that actually that God has used to help people come to faith in Christ and to renounce lifestyles of hedonism and sinful lifestyles and have come to faith in Christ through that. Another great documentary is The God Who Speaks, that goes to show the archaeological affirmation and the support to show that, listen, the manuscript evidence that the Bible is, in fact, the Word of God. So when you call 877-616-2396, that is 877-616-2396, you're supporting the entire umbrella of all of the ministry that flows under the umbrella of American Family Association, including American Family Radio. That number again is 877-616-2396, or you can go online securely at AFR.net. That is AFR.net. You can make your gift there, or you can call by phone. Though it's late in the evening, we still have people live and ready to receive your phone call. 877-616-2396 is the number to call, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. When you get back, we're going to talk about why are millennials drawn to Marxist Mamdani.
Vice President Emeritus Buddy Smith.
Yeah, Don just stopped and he just came by my office one day and he said, I've been thinking, you know, he just said, I've been thinking. Said, what about, said, I think we need a Sunday morning praise. And he said, we just, and we didn't have anything on this station. We just didn't have, and it was a couple hours. I think, as a matter of fact, it might have been 3 hours. I think it was. And we did that about a month. And I remember he stopped by my office one day and he said, you know, I've been thinking. He said, you know, most of our listeners, they're in church on Sunday morning. I said, yes, sir. He said, well, what about Sunday evening? Would you be willing to give that a try? I said, oh, absolutely. So we moved it to Sunday evening, and we called it Sunday Evening Praise. And it started at 6 p.m., went until 10 p.m. And it was 4 hours, and Marky was back in the days that, you know, it was all CDs. Nothing was computerized in terms of on songs on the hard drive. So we had the rack of CDs, and then the spots were not fired automatically either. They were on carts. And so, and that's all, you know, I didn't do radio. I didn't do this during the week. That was not my job. So it was just Sunday night. So I was in there and everything was kind of geared to the telephone. So when there were alarms, you know, as the network grew, then, you know, whether it was a tower light or the temperature in one of the studio, you know, the phone would start ringing. And so in the midst of pulling the songs and the carts and all that, you know, then I was over here trying to clear the alarms and whatever. I mean, it really got interesting. And then on top of all that, I remember one funny story. One night, all that was going on. It was a weather event happening somewhere. It always was. And so Brother Don called. He said, well, buddy, he said, you think anybody's listening? I said, Brother Don, I sure hope so. And he said, well, let's find out. Let's just throw that 800 number out there. And he said, now you tell them you don't have time to visit. And he said, you just tell them it's just you in the studio. So if they would just give you their first name and where they're calling from. And I said, Don, I said, I don't know if I can do that. I said, you know, I got all this going. Oh, yeah, yeah, you can. So anyway, I threw the number out there, and of course, all the lines immediately lit up. And so I'm, you know, trying to make little notes, keep things going. Well, about the 10th or 12th caller, I forget, it was Brother Don. Well, you know. Are you getting any calls? I said, yes, sir, I am. Okay, I'll call you back later. Anyway, just a funny.
This is Iris calling from Rockwall, Texas. I thank God every time I think of American Family Radio. I love hearing Abraham Hamilton III. I also love today's issues and Trivia Friday as a humorous note after a week of hard news and many things to pray for. May God expand the borders of your tent, and I pray for you daily.
It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Yes, he did. So yes, he can.
Welcome back to the Hamilton Corner. Fall 2025 Share-a-thon, day one edition of the program. The number to call is 877-616-2396. We have about 15 minutes and 15 seconds left in day one. We've gotten off to a a rousing start. But we want to keep it moving. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. Or you can give securely online at AFR.net. That is AFR.net. It's amazing to me to see, you know, from how wide a cross-section of people that are giving. For example, from Edmond, Oklahoma, to McKinney, Texas, to Defiance, Ohio, to Grand Bay, Alabama, to Iron City, Tennessee, to Paducah, Kentucky, to Wade, North Carolina, to Richmond, Ohio, to Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina, to Monroe, Louisiana, Jonesville, Louisiana, New Orleans, Louisiana. Boy, don't get me excited. Pulaski, Tennessee, thank you so much to every single one of you who has made the decision to use your resources. And listen, I understand it, that you work hard for what you earn. And we are exceedingly grateful and committed to stewarding well the resources that you invest in this ministry. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. Or you can give securely online at AFR.net. AFR.net. For a one-time gift of $100 or more, you will receive the 2026 Founders Planner with Brother Don Wildman on the cover. It includes various quotes from Brother Don, as well as a lot the space for you to write and organize your day and your family's days. That is our 2026 Founders calendar. It also includes kind of a historical recording of notable events in the life of the American Family Association. All of that is in the Founders Planner. As an expression of our thanks to you for a gift of $100 or more, you will receive that Founders Planner. Or for a Great Commission gift, Great Commission Partner gift, for $30 or more. And what a Great Commission Partner is a person who agrees to give to AFR on a monthly basis. You give on a monthly basis. A Great Commission Partner at the $30 or more level per month, you'll receive the Founders Planner, the 2026 Founders Planner I just described, as well as this red book I'm holding in my hand. If you're watching the show, you can see the book. It is titled 100 Bible Questions and Answers on Prophecy and the End Times, authored by Alex McFarland and Pastor Bert Harper. You will receive both of those as an expression of our gratitude to you for becoming a Great Commission Partner for $30 or more per month. You'll receive those things. 877-616-2396 is the number, 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. That is AFR.net. Now, I was preparing for today's show, and I want to invite you to kind of participate in this kind of thought process with me. And if you're watching the show or on a live stream, I want you to post your replies to this because this author, Simon Hankinson, posed a question: why are millennials drawn to Mom Donnie, and what can we do to change that? Well, the New York City general election for the mayorship is this November, and by all accounts, Mom Donnie is still in the lead. And so we have lots of young people who are in favor of this dude. Now, we know he's a socialist. He's young, media savvy. And if y'all saw, look, and I'm not trying to shame anybody, but did y'all see that dude try to lift bench press? I mean, that was an embarrassment. I mean, it didn't look like, I could be wrong, but it looked like about, what, 105 on the bar?
Why are you crying,
Zoran? Zoran. And it sounded like, wasn't that the name of the dude in the movie when he got shrunk into a young body? Big. That was Big. When Tom Hanks was in Big, wasn't that machine he was at? Wasn't that Zoran? Zoran. The Magmarcusist. You got to realize Zoran, who can't even bench 105 one good time. And he's a Marxist, but young folks are flocking to them. And Simon Hankinson asks, why are millennials drawn to this guy? Why do you think, before I get into the what he said and sharing my opinion, why do you all think young people are drawn to to Zohra Mamdani? All right. I see people giving answers. Yes. Pookie said, Mom Dummy. I see a response. Miseducation, following like sheep. Okay. Okay. I will say that is one of the things Hankinson puts in his piece. And I agree with that. I agree with that. Very, actually, I think that's more important than what Hankinson said. But Hankinson argued, I'll just read what he wrote. He argued, quote, it's easy to ridicule Mamdani and his promises of a socialist utopia, but to counter the threat of resurgent socialism at the local and national level, we must understand why he appeals to our young people. It's partially that young people are scared. They're afraid that the American dream, a good job, a house, financial security, health care, and a secure retirement is out of reach. So the socialist message of controlled rent, free services, loan forgiveness, and other largesse is beguiling. They don't really care who's going to pay for it, end quote. Isn't that interesting? And he used the word beguiling, which immediately brought to my mind Colossians chapter 2, verse 4. I write so that no one would do what? Beguile you. With what? Plausible argument. It's almost like the Lord knew what was coming. And I agree 100%. You do, and it's, I get to talk to a lot of young people as I travel in a lot of places, and a lot of them are afraid. They're afraid. But I will ask an additional question that Simon Hankinson did not ask. Do you think this fear is organic, or do you think this fear was forged? I'll follow that question up with a couple other questions. How many high schoolers are required to study economics today? How many high schoolers learn about, you know, I don't know, Stalin's Russia, Pol Pot in Cambodia, the reality of who the Castro family is in Cuba, who, you know, I can't tell you, it grates me every time I see somebody running around with Che Guevara on a shirt. These people don't have a clue who these folks are. And then I'll ask another question. Why do you think there's such ignorance about that? See, I would argue to Mr. Hankinson that, yes, I agree that there's a fear amongst young people, but it is a forged fear, almost a created or curated fear that flows immediately from the intentional programmatic miseducation that is American discipleship. Mm-hmm. See, Jesus said we ought to love the Lord with our minds. That includes what we learn about and stuff, you know. We've gone from Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall, to bring me Marxist Mamdani. Guys, that was unintentionally. It's simply what I'm saying. It was unintentionally to create the very fear where we are now, so that what is being tried in New York City, their hope and goal is to expand it across the entirety of the United States of America. So he says, what can we do to change that, to stop it? One of the first things that we must do is what Jesus told us. We must love the Lord with our minds. Loving the Lord with our minds includes understanding that the way we learn and what we learn is an intrinsic component of being a disciple. We keep looking externally to say, man, look what they're doing, look what they're doing, look what they're doing. But we're not looking internally to say, how are we allowing them to do what they're doing? We have to get to the place where we say we're not going to continue to allow the spirit of Antichrist to disciple subsequent generations of Americans. We must also educate ourselves. It's unacceptable for us in this day and age where we have access to all kinds of information to have such palpable ignorance concerning things like economics. More specifically, I would argue it is the reality of the human condition as applied to the social fabric. Marxist Mamdani and others deny the reality of the human condition. And so when you have that as a foundational principle, the inevitable result is that you will end up in, first of all, an unworkable economic disposition, but more importantly, an unbiblical one. So sure, it's fear, but it's a curated, created fear, purposefully engineered to get to the point where there is a zeal in youth, but it is not according to knowledge. And so you have a chasm between the younger and older generations, because the older generation is like, okay, so you want to have government-owned grocery stores, eh? You want to have government-owned grocery stores. You also want to have publicly provided legal assistance for illegal aliens, eh? And you also want to have free buses. Who's going to pay for it? He wants $800 million a year on free buses, $100 million for lawyers for illegal immigrants, government-owned grocery stores. Who's going to pay for all of that? These are the kind of questions that people with a little bit of wisdom will answer. But when fear is driving, and for those who are kind of hesitant at the notion that this is a cult, a curated and created fear, I'll point you right back to Saul Alinsky. Remember when Barack Obama's former chief of staff said, you never allow a crisis to go to
you
waste.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste.
Huh. You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. Or you might remember when, you know, Kaiser Trudeau up north said, the pandemic gives us the opportunity to advance our pre-pandemic priorities. Opportunity? You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. Who looks at crisis and thinks opportunity? Regressives. Because Saul Alinsky said people will willingly exchange freedom for protection. That if you can get a people to fear, you can get a people to yield their liberty. Enter Zoran, the Marxist. And it all sounds sweet when it's theoretical. It's all, it's funny, it's theoretical. But when it's put into practice, it's not so funny anymore. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 2 minutes, 30 seconds left in day one of the 2025 Fall Share-a-thon. 877-616-2396. I have so much more to say, but I'm running out of time to say it, so I guess I have to say it tomorrow. 877-616-2396 is the number to call, or you can give securely online. I want to ask you to consider becoming a Great Commission partner. I saw you over there, Melody, say, I've been a Great Commission partner since 2012. Well, thank you, my sister. Praise God for your willingness to do so. 877-616-2396. Or you can give securely online at AFR.net. Angie says, hey, most high schoolers are challenged in counting cash. Oh, is that the truth? I saw this live and in person at a gas station not too long ago. You had like a 16-year-old who was struggling to count change. And my heart broke. Some of these young people talk about free stuff. And my oldest son, he used to talk like this, but now he talks like this, hey, Daddy. And he says, always, Daddy, there's nothing free in the world. There's no such thing as free. If somebody tells you something is free, they're lying to you because somebody is paying for it. Son, you're absolutely right. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. Or you can give securely online at AFR.net. You all have a great evening. By God's grace, we'll be back tomorrow. And what is going on with Aisha Curry?